Tonight, President Trump issuing an urgent warning amid reports Iran is trying to revive its ballistic missile program.
If they are, we're going to have to knock them down.
In June, Israeli forces struck Iranian military bases and missile defenses, and the U.S. dropped massive bombs on key Iranian nuclear facilities. An advisor to Iran's supreme leader now responding, any aggression will receive a strong, immediate response.
Iran may be behaving badly. Usually, where there's smoke, there's fire.
The warning coming as the president hosted Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at his Mar-a-Lago estate. The U.S. pushing for the start of phase two of the fragile Gaza ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. It would include the withdrawal of more Israeli forces, but only if Hamas lays down its weapons.
They're going to be given a very short period of time to disarm. And we'll see how that works out.
Trump also speaking this morning by phone again with Russian President Vladimir Putin as the U.S. pushes for a ceasefire in Ukraine.
It was a very productive talk. I mean, we have a few very thorny issues.
After Russian airstrikes targeted Kyiv this weekend, Putin telling Trump Ukrainian drones tried to attack his residence in northwestern Russia overnight, which Ukraine denies.
This is not the right time. It's one thing to be offensive. Because they're offensive. It's another thing to attack his house.
That tone less optimistic than a day earlier when Trump hosted Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for peace talks.
I do think we're getting a lot closer, maybe very close.
Zelensky telling reporters overnight the peace plan that's on the table would include 15 years of protections by other countries against Russia. But he's asking Trump to extend those security guarantees for up to 50 years.